the Great Destinations radio show.
Well, it's time to meet this week's travel blogger. Angie Silver's website showcases what's on offer for people who expect the best when they're on holiday. She covers luxury travel and gastronomy with her Silver Spoon site. Angie says she has
it's not necessarily about going to a hotel which is all, you know, marble bathrooms, and it's more about an overall experience, and from that experience the kind of feeling that you get from being there. Recently I went to Kenya and I stayed in a luxury lodge. It was incredible views of Masai Mara, going on the safari and being up close to the animals. We had a picnic on a hilltop, that kind of out of Africa real experience, those memories that are gonna always last. So it's that feeling. And then in terms of things like service, nothing's too much trouble. And then I think another element of luxury travel is to be able to do it in comfort and with sort of time on your side. So whether that's traveling business class over taking the bus, not having to queue certain places, getting queue jumps, being first at the door. In somewhere like Machu Picchu, for example, there's a hotel right at the gate, so you're there before anyone else, being able to see it before it's crowded. It's all about those special experiences, not just kind of an opulent setting.
If you want to experience affordable luxury, Angie says Thailand is hard to beat.
The hospitality is top level. The hotels are incredible. You'll stay in an amazing villa with a private pool for the price of what you might spend on a city hotel in Europe. So I think, yeah, hospitality in places like Southeast Asia is incredible.
And if you want luxury in a city break, which destination would Angie recommend?
I loved Cape Town. You can stay in a beautiful hotel with a pool, with great weather, or you can see so much history, so much beautiful scenery, incredible food. Similarly, Sydney, if you want a beach and city break.
So how can you make a luxury break more affordable?
Not going at peak times, going sort of at shoulder season. Fares and hotel rooms will be less.
And what resource do you use for finding places?
I love websites like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Small Luxury Hotels of the World. So they've got budget sort of boutique, smaller, more personal hotels, which aren't always going to cost the earth.
You can follow Angie at silverspoonlondon.co.uk.
GreatDestinationsRadioShow.com.